This is Dick Sutterquist with my 9th podcast. This was my very first piece of fiction. It's for the child in you and in us all. When my daughter was small, lying next to her before tucking her in, I would tell a silly little story about her favorite hand puppet and an adventure we had in a magic land located on the other side of the mirror inside her closet. I did this with appropriate gestures and sound effects. I did the same, but a different theme for her children when they had a sleepover at Nana and Grandpa's. This time, lying between them on top of our king-size bed, I told stories about a magic transporter box. This short story is called The Magic Box, written for my grandchildren when they were at the bedtime storytelling age. It's a sequel to my true story, The Magic Picture Window, found in my first memoir, Hiking Out. Writing for children is a lot of fun, certainly different than for older teens and adults. It's a whole new set of writing rules. Which reminds me, I have two blogs on a guide to writing a nonfiction memoir called Telling Your Story and The Eyes in Writing. This fictional story is about Johnny and Mary Lou, alter egos of my grandchildren. It's how Johnny and Mary Lou found the magic box. Maybe you have a magic box in your house. If you have children, I bet they know where it is. The magic box. One day, Johnny and Mary Lou's mother and father told them that they were going to move to Connecticut, leave their rented condominium in Pennsylvania, buy their own home, and fix it up just like they wanted. They wanted a home with woods behind it. They also hoped it would be a little hill in the backyard that they could slide on in the wintertime. Johnny and Mary Lou could hardly wait to find their new home. Their mom and dad found a home that needed fixing up, but at least they could fix it up just like they wanted. And guess what? The house they found had woods in the back and a little hill to slide on. The woods were really a swamp, but that was good because all kinds of animals live in swamps. Johnny and Mary Lou loved to look out the window and see animals in their backyard. There were a few squirrels in their backyard in Pennsylvania, but there were many more animals to see in Connecticut. It wasn't long before they saw a fox and many deer and turkeys in their backyard. One of the turkeys thought it was a deer. It pecked at a leaf the deer had nibbled on, but spit it out. Turkeys don't eat leaves. They like seeds and cracked corn. There were also squirrels and plenty of birds. Mary Lou liked the yellow finches the best. After they moved into their new home, the house was full of moving boxes. "Where are our toys?" said Johnny and Mary Lou. There were so many boxes that it was hard to find anything. One box was full of towels, another full of beach clothes, another had Dad's tools. There were just too many boxes. Mom said, "Why don't you look down in the basement?" The basement was full of boxes. Johnny and Mary Lou had never been down in their new basement, and it was a little scary for the first time. "You could get lost down here," said Johnny. "There are so many boxes, and it's dark in the corners." They started opening up boxes and found many more things, including clothes, lamps, and kitchen dishes, but no toys. "Maybe the moving people left our toys in Pennsylvania," said Mary Lou. "I hope not," said Johnny. "My favorite glove, ball, and bat are in the toy box." They had to look in about 100 boxes before they found their toys way in the back corner of the cellar. The boxes blocked the light, so it was pretty dark in the corner. Right next to the toy box was a big, tall box that didn't look like a moving box. It was taller and bigger than most of the moving boxes. It would be hard for a man to get his arms around it and lift it. It was also a different color than the moving boxes. Kind of gray and green color, like the bark on some of the trees in the backyard. It also had a different kind of cover than the moving boxes. The cover looked very strong and heavy, like you could stand on it without it bending. Did the movers bring this box from Pennsylvania? Was it in the house before they moved in? Or did it just appear out of nowhere? Where the box came from was a mystery. There were many other things very different about the box. Beside having a different cover, the box felt warm when you touched it. Even a little scary, when Johnny lifted the cover, they could see that there was a very dim glow inside the box. Also, for those of you who are worried about confined spaces, there were a series of small holes around the bottom to let fresh air into the box, properly ventilated to federal OSHA standards, of course. This was truly an amazing box. Mary Lou lifted the cover a little more and said, "Johnny, lean over the side and see if you can see what's inside." Johnny pulled himself up and leaned over the edge further and further. The box looked empty, so he leaned over more and more. All of a sudden, Johnny leaned over so much that he lost his balance, and he fell into the box with a loud ka-thunk sound. "What do you see?" said Mary Lou. There was no sound inside. Johnny could hardly speak. Mary Lou whispered, "Are you all right, Johnny?" Finally, Johnny whispered back, "Mary Lou, I think you better come in here. I have something to show you." Johnny stood up and held the cover up as Mary Lou lifted herself up and over the side of the box. She slowly lowered herself into the box and sat down next to Johnny. Then Johnny lowered the cover on the box very slowly. At first it was dark. Then Johnny and Mary Lou looked up and saw something they never expected to see inside of a box. They saw stars on the inside cover of the box. The stars looked just like the stars you see on a clear, dark night. Some of them twinkled, just like the ones you see at night. "This is truly, truly a magic box," said Johnny and Mary Lou together. They both spoke the same words together. That's amazing when two people think and say the same thing at the same time. They were looking at the night sky. This box looked out into deep space. The box was a window on the world and the universe. Johnny and Mary Lou both knew at that moment that this box could take them anywhere they wanted to go. They could almost hear the box talking to them. "I can take you anywhere you want to go, but you must use me wisely and not tell anyone else except your parents." Mary Lou whispered, "Can I tell my Nana and Grandpa?" The box seemed to whisper back, "Yes, you can, because they are almost like parents and love you very much." This is how Johnny and Mary Lou found the magic box. They told their parents and Nana and Grandpa. Nobody really knows how the box got in their cellar. Maybe the box was looking for two children who were kind and loving to their parents and friends. Special people deserve special presents. The box grew warmer, and its stars twinkled even more brightly. The box knew that it had found a home. This story is dedicated to my grandchildren, who know Johnny and Mary Lou very well. Talk to you soon with another podcast.